We're here today at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association in Norman, Oklahoma, talking today with Gant Morier. He's our State Beef Quality Assurance Coordinator at Oklahoma State University. Gant joins us now. Gant, you all recently had there at the Animal Science Department kind of a road trip of sorts that you all went with your department, invited about a small group. You tried to keep it small to go out and visit some ranches in the Lawton area. Tell us a little bit about that trip and how this all kind of came about and why you all wanted to do it.
Yep. Yeah, thanks a lot, Carson. So the idea came from when OCA used to do their annual ranch tour, and now they shifted to an international tour, which is a great experience. We thought, man, we'd at the Animal Science Department, we'd like to just get out, visit with producers. We're not gonna do any teaching or any research. It's strictly let's get our faculty out, let's get producers together to exchange ideas. Is the main reason. We'll do a kind of a leisure type. We want to be able to spend quality time with producers. We want other producers from different parts of the state to be able to interact and really, like I said, gain knowledge and spread ideas, what works and what doesn't work from ranch to ranch.
And now you told me earlier that you all wanted to keep the group kind of small. You think that works best on these kind of tours?
It seemed to work really well. We didn't know what the reaction was going to be in terms of attendance. So we had hoped for 30 participants, and we got 30 or maybe just a few more. And really, that worked out great for us because we were able to visit with that producer. Whoever was on the tour could get one-on-one time and ask questions. And it really flowed and really worked really well with a smaller group of people.
And so you all took this bus trip down. You kind of used a pretty tight format. Y'all didn't want to do a lot of traveling. You wanted to focus on spending that time there at those ranches. There in the Lawton area, what ranches did y'all end up visiting?
Yeah, we visited a stalker operation, David Ballou, around there, which was awesome. A really big stalker operation where they're getting thousands of cattle in a week, and learned about animal health and management of the health of those animals. They do a great job. They got great record keeping in place, and it was a great stop. Then just down the road, we stopped by Eddie Sims, which a purebred Hereford operation, and again, it was a good stop to see what they're doing on their ranch, and also kind of give us a history of what's gone throughout the state, and really got some great one-on-one time. And Carson, they literally were only about 3 or 4 miles away, and then we loaded back up, and we went down the road to Collins Cattle Company, and it was wonderful as well to see different aspects of what they're doing. Again, not too awful far away. And then we went to Ken Holloway's farm, the Coyote Hills Ranch, the following day, and kind of went south of Lawton a little bit and saw some different area there. But we didn't want to waste time on the bus. Nobody likes to be on the bus. We wanted to see ranches, and I think we got that accomplished.
Yeah. So what were some of the key landing points, some of the talking points that you all came up with that really came out of this tour? Any particular things? I know you visited kind of a cross section of the different operations, but what rose to the top?
Yeah, again, like I said, animal health was number one. Simply that was our first stop was Ballou Cattle Company, and that animal health and the beef quality assurance aspect of that was huge. And how do we maintain health on those calves after they leave the ranch? So had some great discussion there. Had some great discussion over the genetics and how do we improve genetics. Maybe where do we need to concentrate, and maybe some new ideas in terms of our herd genetics and genomics, which is a hot topic right now. Then we also talked about just management. You know, how are we using our feed bunks? Are there different things that we can do with water quality in a pond? How are we feeding? Like I said, are we feeding on the ground and feed bunks? We talked some with Ken Holloway how to turn tires inside out and turn the feeders. So we had conversations that yeah, you never know where the conversation is going to go, which is great.
And so this really gives you all an opportunity there in the animal science department at OSU to get out with the people and talk amongst yourselves and form these ideas like you've talked about. A great exposure for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one thing that we take pride in at the animal science department is to get to know other producers in the state. Some of our alumni, some of them are not. But again, just get out in the field, see what people are doing. Are there things that we can be doing in the animal science department either to continue research on, to educate in our teaching side, students that are going through our program and try to gain a real world perspective on what's going on throughout the state of Oklahoma.
And it sounds like you all got great response from the people that did attend it, right?
Yep, absolutely. Response was awesome. They liked the format. Again, it was 2 half days, and we stayed all night in Lawton and did a reception. And so the time, it was short, but it was well spent. We didn't, again, like I said, we didn't go to a lot of ranches. We went to 5 ranches, but it was just really high-quality time on those ranches, and we got to visit. And again, just exchange those ideas, mm-hmm. which I think is the most important thing.
Yeah, and I know just recently there at the summer NCBA business meeting, the beef quality audit came out, and we won't get into the specifics of that, but as our BQA coordinator here in the state, one of the things that came out of that was that we really need to do a better job. We're doing a great job within the industry doing these quality assurance practices, but we need to do a better job kind of communicating that out to the public. And it sounds like you all are kind of accomplishing that with this a little bit. Obviously, it's within the industry, but again, that exposure factor is out there.
Yep, absolutely. So basically what that audit said is we are making improvements. Now, we're like anything, there's always room for more improvement, but the beef producers within the state of Oklahoma, really within the nation, have done a really nice job of accepting best management practices. And really, Carson, the producers are the ones that kind of develop those, and they're already doing it. So yeah, that audit indicated that we are making improvements on all fronts, but there are things that we need to be doing to go ahead and increasing the value of our carcasses, of our cattle, as we sell those animals to the consumer.
And so it sounds like y'all had a great success with this first run. Y'all planning for next year?
Yep, we are. We're kind of it's in the preliminary stages. You know, there's always a few bugs you want to work out, but we got that got kind of lined out. We're kind of thinking more southeast Oklahoma is kind of the target this next year, and we got a lot of willing participants, and whatever we end up doing, I think it'll be A, fun, and B, educational.
So when that all comes about, I'm sure you all will be advertising that in case anybody wants to get involved, correct?
Yep, absolutely, Carson. We'll come to you guys and let you help publicize it a little bit, but we should know something probably middle of next spring, something like that, and let everybody know.